Okay, so Zara was in Chazara, talking about test on the Aleph. Last time we learned, was on Monday actually, the last time we learned, we did the first part of the Sugya. That the Gemara said that if you see a Chulda, I must remember talking about a case where you did see the Chulda take Chometz inside the house, then you do have to do a new Bedika. The Gemara asked the question, what's the difference from a Duis Akum, where there, you don't need to do you can rely on the fact that animals ate up the Nephilim, and you don't have to be concerned about Tumah B'Tayah. That was the question of the Gemara. So Ibdeya, that's what we did last time. Ibdeya says, like Kasha, the difference between Bosa and Lechem, Bosa, they don't leave over at Lechem, they do. Lechem, they do. Okay, now on to Rava. Omar Rava, we're about 7 lines down in the Gemara, which is probably about 10 lines down, 11 lines down in the Omar. Omar Rava, hi mate. He disagrees on the whole question. He meant the question is a difficult question. The whole basis which the Gemara was asking, which is there, was the Gemara asked from the Mishnah to the Mazuris Akum, is very difficult. Because in the Medusa Akum, you didn't see that the Akbar brought in, you didn't see that there was a Nephil there to begin with. You didn't see it. You didn't see there was a Nephil there to begin with. So what's the Gemara asking from a case where you see that Chulda brought in Chomet to a case where the Chalda didn't see that there was a Nephil there to begin with? Amar Rabbi, my, what's your question in the first place? Bishlei Mahasam. All very well, there, where's there? There means by the Nephil, Eimahava, Eimaloyava. It could be that there was a Nephil there. It could be there wasn't a Nephil there. Bimtimsaloyimahava, even if you say there was, I can assume Eimahava, maybe the Nephil was eaten. They pulled the head up. Avalocha, Tevadai, but here where it's a certainty. Why? The chazin on the shokel. I saw that the chulda took the chomet. Me aimed at achose. When I have a suffix, maybe at it. Have a suffix with vadai. Has a suffix against the vadai. Main topic, mighty de vadai. I mean, now the rule is, you can't rely, can't have a suffix counting out against a vadai. If you have a vadai situation, you can't rely on a suffix. So he disagrees on the whole anocha. You're asking a question from a case where you saw that Chometz came in to Mezuzah Akum. That why by Mezuzah Akum do you have to be a Choshesh? And then you do have to be a Choshesh. There it is, because here you know about it, and there you don't. Here you know that it was Chometz. There you have to be more Choshesh. And then, but Chalal, you don't know, and therefore there was a sex thing. So if, no, again, it's the same question you asked on Monday, and the same answer. If you know he bought into your house, you have to be a Chesh. It's in your house. Okay, so that was Robert's Teretz. The Chari Robert's Teretz is such a simple Teretz, really. But what was your whole basis for a question? What was the whole basis of a question, Chalal? Then, in that, by Maduri's Akum, you don't know there was an Nephil there at all. I think in here, you know there was Chometz there. Zeh makes a whole big cheshvan. It says that you should know by Chometz, they leave over, but by Nephil, you won't leave over. Who says there's any difference between Chometz and Nephil? Could be by Nephil also they leave over. You got Sex Sega. Who says the Chalal there was a Nephil there in the first place? And even if it was, it could be the animal essence. As my chomet, if you know there's chomet there, it's certainly forbidden. That exactly is what was Reb Zera thinking. What was Reb Zera thinking? There's something you have to really think about. The Chari Rabbi Teretz is such an obvious answer. I know. Well, what's your question exactly? There, by chomet, I know there's chomet there. So if you know chomet's there, ain't something like some day badai. I'm saying by Nephil. I don't know there's a Nephil there. No, so if I don't know there's a Nephil there, I can rely on a roid. Well, what exactly was When's the Nechuzah's Machlikas between Nimzeh and Rav? Why didn't Nimzeh hold of Rav?
Maybe you could say that Rav Zeira held that there's such a big difference between Vata and Lechem that, you know, it's so clear to him that the Chuzah treats them each so differently, he didn't have to come on to Rav with straight circa.
And which one's more obvious? He's saying a technical answer to answer a question. But surely Robin's question is much more to the point. That, and who says there's a question to begin with? There is giving an answer to a question, but why is there a question? No. No.
No?
No, because then Robin says it doesn't make sense. And Yossi is saying maybe Rav Zeira is talking about a case where we know there's an Nephil there.
Maybe that's how
he's going to be
there.
Yeah, but Mizur's Akum, we don't know there's an Nephil there. That Mish is saying that even if he doesn't have a wife, we have to worry that he didn't know. It's not that we know there was an Nephil.
The first part of the Mishnah is talking about a case where we do know.
Even if it would be a Badai, a Nephil, it would be. It doesn't say in the Mishnah it's talking about a case of Bavi Nephil. How did Zera know that it's talking about Bavi Nephil to say this parent? Why was that question to begin with? That's what we're really asking. In the Mishnah, if you read the Mishnah with those Akum, it doesn't say there's a Nephil. It says, but yeah, we have to be choishes to the Nephil. It doesn't say there's a Nephil there. Matching in here, we know there's Chometz Hitzah, so surely the answer should be Pasha. One case you know, one case you don't. That's the difficulty in the Malach of the Gemara. The answer is that the Machleik is going on between Zeira and Rava. This Roiv that Chulvis eat Basar or eat Chomet cannot counteract the Vada. According to Zeira, since Roiv Chulvis eat that Chomet, right, there's a Roiv. So even though you're right, there was a Vada, you're right, but against that, you've got a Roiv. And Rav Zeira holds that Roiv can counteract even a Vada. So Mamela, like you mentioned, it comes out from Rav Zeira, even if we know there's an Ephel there, would be the same halacha. Because the reason why you make Ephel is because the Chulda is a Roiv, and a Roiv can counteract even a Vada. So it makes no difference if it's a Sophic or a Vada. Even if I know for sure there's comments there, even if I know for sure there's comments there, but on that against that, I've got a Roiv. And a Roiv can counteract the Vada. Rava's Kiddush is that Roiv can't counteract the Vada. Ain't something makes me say Vada, even if it's a Roiv. That's Rava's Kiddush. Even if it's a Roiv can't counteract the Vada. So if Zeira's Zeira, if Zeira holds, a Roiv can counteract the Vada. So Mamela, come to Zeira, you can't give me an answer, one's a Vada, one's a Sophic. The Maduris Akum is a Sophic. Mashaim came by Chomet is a Vada. So what? I've got a Roiv there, I've got a Roiv, it's a Roiv, that's good enough to be a Vadai. It's good enough to be a Vadai. Okay, one thing I'm sure I'm coming to you. The difference there's going to be the Roiv that the Chomet you leave over. So there's no Roiv, because they leave it over. That's the same case, but therefore they eat it up, and therefore you can rely on the Roiv. Yeah, sure.
Well, it's not just a Stam Roiv, it has to be like an upgraded Roiv. Like, it's like where the probabilities is much greater. It's not like a majority or 50, or like more than 50-50 chance. We're talking about something that's more like a 90% chance. So, you know, like
I don't know. They don't give numbers here. It's definitely not a Sophic and Shokel. So, right, they don't give a number. Don't give numbers. There's a Kral, a principle. Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba odif. That's the principle. If you have a Chazaka, there's a Chazaka that's coming here. And against that you have a Roiv, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba odif. So Rav Zeira holds, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba odif. The Roiv beats it. The Roiv trumps it. You can rely on the Roiv. Rav is choylik on that. Rav holds, In this situation, you can't rely on Ruba v'chazok Ruba Olim. You can't rely on the Ruba.
Where does he draw the line? Like, if you have this principle, like, where is it that it does apply? Where is it that it doesn't apply? Is it because it's a deraisa, because of?
First of all, according to Rava, according to the principle always applies. According to Rava, when do we apply the rule of Ruba v'chazok Ruba Olim? And when do we apply the rule of that, like in Agamar, in Sofik, Moitri Devadai, to Yitzhoka and Shir, then we spoke out that Rava holds that if you have a situation where as it is, it should stay in this situation, Le'odam Boit, and it's only because of an outside factor that wants to change the status, in such a case, we say, that ain't Sofik Moitzmi Devadai. I know I have Lechem here. This Lechem should stay here. There's no reason why the Lechem should move. We want to come on to say an outside factor changed it. We want to come along and say that Chulda took it away. Then you need the Vadai. A Roiv is not sufficient. You don't apply the rule of Ruba v'Chazok Ruba Odev when the Chazok which you're talking about is one that's there to stay. That's there to stay. It's not just speculation. Is the husband still alive? Yeah? This chomet, there's no reason why the chomet should move. And if you have a case, a woman's married. Chazaka, she's married. How do you know she's married? Because yesterday she was married. How do you know she's married? Don't know, because yesterday she was married. How do you know how the husband's still alive? I don't know anything else. Why not? So that's called chazaka. Chazaka, the situation keeps going on. But it can change. The husband can die, she can get divorced, there's things that can change, but more so, my husband can die. There's nothing here, certainty is keeping. I think Chometz, as it is, should stay there. Chometz doesn't move. Chometz is a situation, a dormant situation that's staying put, it's not going to move. What do you want to say? Maybe something came and ate it up. That you can't say, you can't rely on working on that. That's Robert's Kiddush. Robert's Kiddush is, there ain't something mighty in the day, Father. If there is, say it on that. But Robert's Kiddush is, there ain't something mighty in the day, Father. So let's do a sikkim before we move on. So we brought down Shema Alkim in the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, what do we do? When you see Chometz going into a house, you have to be worried about it. But yet, by a Nephil, you don't need to be worried about it. So we have two possibilities how to answer. Simplistically, what seems to be simple, we'll answer Robert. Why are you asking the Chlal? In the case of the Nephil, you don't know there was a Nephil there. In the case of Chometz, you do. You have to be more concerned when you know about it. But that only works if you hold the principle of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Even though you've got a Roiv, you've got a Gvalin a Roiv, you've got a Chulba which eats up things. But if you hold the principle of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, then the question never starts. But if you hold that if you've got a roi that can counteract the vadai, like Zeus seems to hold, if you hold that, then the question did start. Because what's the difference between Nephil and Chometz? In both cases, I've got a roi here. And if I've got a roi, it should be enough to counteract the vadai. Which the Gemara answers, no, you don't have a roi. Because the chulda is sometimes leave over Chometz. And therefore you'd have a roi. If roi chuldas take Chometz, but they don't eat them up. Yes. Yeah, Roy Vechuldas eat up Nephilim and they finish them off. That's a thing. Right.
Why do you say that the project is wrong? When he told it's Vadai.
It's not Vadai.
The Vadai is Vadai, he said.
No, I'm saying there's a Roy Vechuldas.
Why does he say gold as opposed to that he holds it to Vadai? And the thing
should have been
if he rolls.
I mean, if the Chulda eats it, he'll finish it. If Chulda eats it, he'll finish it. You can't tell me there's a certainty that Chulda will grab hold of that nephew. If the Chulda...
He won't find it.
Well, have got special noses?
What?
100%? No. No. He don't eat it. That's the reason. If you eat, they don't eat over. I don't think the Vada that will get to it. Great. Who says that's true? But they don't eat over meat.
You know, if there's a hole that's in the house or around there, No, but certainly you're going to smell it, you're going to sniff it, you're going to eat it.
You know, you've got statistically your a high probability.
That's what some others say, that it is a myth, so that we can say, assume that it would be enough.
Right.
And they were just completed, that it finished all the meal.
And then, the reason why you can is because your hold is that the rave is made to me day by day. Because that's my
friend. Oh, also,
my friend, yeah? What is day by bread? He says he leaves over, right? Bread leaves over means he doesn't leave over. So Rava tells us, right, she speaks it out, that my bread also is the rave. Right? It's not enough. Ain't something made to me day by day. And same came by now. Someone mentioned this topic. I'm saying, if there is Sodom and the Kuddah, he agrees on everything Robert said to Roy. He goes, yeah, the Roy is making today about it. You have to make up a situation which doesn't exist. That is certainly, they're definitely going to get to the meat. Yeah, no, how do you know? Right, it's a high probability. And that's enough to counteract the other. Yeah, Mordechai.
Can we also say that in the case of Rav Zeira, it's really, you know, a rove against a rove, because we don't know that there's an eiffel there. I mean, we're concerned that the, you know, rove that they put, that they, there is an eiffel. So, okay, fine. So rove, they eat it. But there's no badai.
Right. If they hold, rove is strong enough even to trump a badai. So that wouldn't be a chiluk. If you hold me swore that rove is strong enough to trump a badai, then you can't start telling me, you know why by nephel it's going to be okay is because it's not a badai. Because it wouldn't, that's an irrelevant factor. Because I hold the rove can counteract the vada. So it's irrelevant.
Right, but we're saying that because we could be from the Gemara. But the Gemara is if we're assuming that it's a vada, what if we just assume that the whole concern of the Chachamim is only based on rove? If we knew vada, there was an Ephel there, you wouldn't need a Gezera. We would just know that there's a problem. Maybe the Gezera is because we don't know. So we don't know, so we have two things we don't know, and one takes away from the other.
You're right, I'm asking to you, in Svar you're right. The saying of the answer to your question is that you've got a chiluk, but it's not a mechalik. You've got a chiluk that one case is not a vada and one case is. But if against the vada you have a roiv, and you hold a roiv is stronger than a chazaka, if you hold that, so then it's going to be okay. If I can assume that chulda will eat it, because I have a roiv, then that's not, is definitely strong against another roiv, but it's even strong against the vadai. Why don't you tell me I have a roiv, then I can be maker the whole way. So you're right. Dozakim, I have a roiv. I see from Dozakim, I have a roiv. Oh, says Reb Zeira, if you see from Dozakim, I have a roiv, then that will help even to counteract the vadai. That can't be the teretzim. Teretzim has to be, because they leave a roiv. Until Rava. So now the Gemara is now going to go into a whole discussion about this chiddush of Rava. We're going to see, do we always apply the rules? That's going to be the discussion as we move along. Let's see some Rashi first.
And just a small technical, is there any difference that Rava Zaira says lo kasha and Rava says hi mar?
Yeah, sure.
It seems to be that Rava Zaira seems to be saying it's not a kasha bichlal. Because of the fact that pasta and lechem are just so different.
The other way around. If they are saying loy kasha means it's a kasha, but I've got an answer.
Uh-huh.
Hi means that the kasha never started. Hi mai, that's a Rashi thing. So my kusha, what's your kasha in the first place?
You
ask me a kasha and answer, yeah, loy kasha, because of this, it means I'm asking you about a question, but I'm going to answer a lot of cash because of this. If you say high mind, you say, I don't know what you're talking about. Your whole basis was all a mistake.
Sure, thank you.
Is it good or hard what you're saying, but it's the other way around. High mind, says Rashi. Kaloi ma, my cushion. You see where Rashi is? Halfway down the omelet. Kaloi ma, my cushion. What's your cash of the chlal? Inami ucha. The Mishayim of Miso. Even if it would be normal to leave over meat. He's not saying it is. But even if it would be normal to leave over meat, Leke lon lemeches hoson midi. We should not have been concerned there. That means by the Nefel at all. The hoson cheshosho ba'alnu. It's just a mere concern Ema Hava, perhaps there was an Eiffel, Ema Loyava, perhaps there wasn't. Hilka, Hecha the Shchich of Chulda, if a Chulda is found there, Talina of Kula, we can go to Kula, but we not, and we say, Im Tim Tila, Ema Hava, if we say that it was there, Ema Chlasi, maybe he ate it. The topic of Chila, Yochoi Loitzienu, Midi Topic Ashlocha. It's Topic, maybe the animal ate it, can counteract the topic of maybe the animal threw it. I'm a lot of a chomit, but here we've got a chomit, the kashalom, that you had difficult, you had the difficulty here, the chazinon, the groro, that where we saw it drag the chomit there, nami neima, or chlose, what we should also say there, he ate it. This is the question. Nami Ema Chlosi. We should also say they ate it. How can you do that? Vadai or it's a Vadai. Mi Ema Da Chlosi. This Rashi carries on. Mi Ema Da Chlosi. This topic of maybe ate it. Have a topic view. Vadai Chomet. Have a topic view. It's a topic view. Vadai Chomet. There was definitely a Chomet. The Ein Sofik Etan Moiti Sabai Chazer. Midei Vada Issa. Sofa Kessa can't counteract this house, can't extract this house from a Vada Issa. Well, that's Robert's Kiddush.
Robert's Kiddush. I'll just ask you one word. What's the Sofa Kashlocha?
The Nephilim. Sofa through the Nephilim.
Oh, Sofa, okay.
Yeah.
Until now we understood the case, we're talking about a situation where we had a suffix if she was pregnant, let's say the woman. My question is, we said a couple of times this year, that if she was pregnant, with certain, and then all of a sudden we see that she's not, with certainty there's an effort. We said that a few times this year. And then wrong, it was understood from us that there was a suffix here, it was an effort now. I just want to
hear that. Yeah, there's a suffix. There's a suffix.
The case where we know she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And now we tell them she's not. We're not going to assume that they were definitely heckled
there. I can't assume that they're valid there, because who said that they buried it there? They could have buried it somewhere else. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now we have a thesis here. The fourth thesis. In terms of the Lema Ave, Ema Chavati. So this thesis is very important. It's not just important because it's thesis, it's also important to understand the sugya well. I know it almost sounds like it's just saying it's a sophic. So sophic, you know, a sophic can be made on. The problem is you can't be made on a sophic. You're talking about Tumen and Shutta Yochit. You can't be made on a sophic and Tumen and Shutta Yochit. So what if you got a sophic? You got a sophic trick, so you can't be made on. Tumen and Shutta Yochit, you have to go to Chuma. That's why this is going to tell us it's not a simple sophic. When we say that the sophic gives the Chulda and Itse, we're talking about a Karim Lamali. A stronger topic. This may be what I'm sure I meant beforehand. Because of Hilchot Tumo, we need to be talking about a stronger type of topic. A stronger likelihood to the animal essence. So that's what we'll see in Tayyip. In Tim Tayyip, I have a Imach Lassim. In Tayyip, Mabatu is the Akum Rishot Yochit. This is the Akum Rishot Yochit. That's not a Tayyip Tayyip. I'm not going to Shot Yochit. I always speak a Sveikas, Sveikas. Wherever you've got a possibility to add more and more Sveikas, the Shusha Yochit Tome, we say, the Shusha Yochit Tome. So what if it's a Sophic? And so what if it's a Sophic built on a Sophic in Shusha Yochit regarding the halachas of Tumah and Tara? V'machnit. V'ish lo'yma de'lo'idomiyach Sveika l'shah Sveika. This topic is different to the general sveikas mentioned by some of the Torah. That my isnon neima shehei boi nefer. Why should we assume there's a nefer there? It means we don't know there was a nefer. We don't know the woman was pregnant before. We don't know there was a wife there. So why should we assume there's a nefer there? Midomi le sofik bia. That's similar to the halacha of sofik bia. The halacha of tumah v'taira is, if you're not sure if you went into a house that's tummy, then you go to the kula. The halacha which we say that sofik tumah shutzi yochid achumah is if I'm in the house. And now I've got Sofek, if the Tumah is still there. If I'm not sure Bechlal, if I came into the house that has Tumah, then we reply, Sofek, Tumah the Kula. So to here, I don't have Bechlal if there's a Tumah in the house. Therefore, I can be Maker. That's the first hesitation. Second terrorist, Inami, Enoch, Rossi, Odif, Mishasi. The stopping that may be added is a stronger stopping than other tzvekis. Why? The stopping harogel. It's a stopping harogel. Stopping harogel, what does that mean, stopping harogel? What does rogel mean? It's a very, very high likelihood. The high likelihood is highly likely that this is what happened. Become the Vadai, and it's almost certainty. How do I know that? Hey, listen to this. Teda, the Avilu Midei Vadai, Boi Lemei Mashiach, is that suffix. The Gemara's original question was that this roiv should be enough even to counteract the case of Vadai Chometz. That's what the Gemara's question was. Even if it's, I know Vadai Chometz is there, it should be enough to counteract it. So you see, this roiv is not just a roiv. This roiv is a Vadai, the Kav of Vadai. Originally, when the Gemara originally asked the question, the Gemara originally thought that this rov should be so strong, it should be able to counteract even Vadai Chometz. Rava says no. It can only counteract the Sofek. But it can counteract the Sofek even in Rishus HaYochid. Even though Rishus HaYochid, the normal rule is that Sofek Tumah, you've got to go to Chumah even by Sofek. But not by such a Sofek. It's such a topic where it's kind of a and you can be make all in Rishus HaYochid. Make in Rishus HaYochid. The Rabbi says you can't be make all against the Vadai. If Zeir says you can, if Zeir says this Roiv is so strong it can even counteract the Vadai. A Roiv is strong enough to counteract the Vadai. That's why I'm saying this thesis here is not just a thesis to understand the Halacha of Tumah V'Taira, which maybe in the Geras of Ashir, maybe we would have missed out. Because we don't do every single Tesis. But it's inside it. Nichlal in the Tesis is the inside for us to understand the Sugya. How do we understand the Sugya? The Sugya started off. We should be makel even if you saw bread being brought in. We should take on that, the Chulda Etit. You bring it to my elder. How can we take on that, the Chulda Etit? You've got Vanei Chomet here. How can we take on the Chulda Etit? What was the habimin of the Gemara? You should be able to take on the whole the ethics. Says Tesis, yeah. This is what Yeshua pointed out. You're quite right. Says Tesis, yeah. This roiv is a roiv arogim. A very shchiach roiv. A roiv which is highly likely. So we thought that can counteract even a vadai. And we know that helps by, we know it helps by Meduris Akum. So it should help also by Bdikas Chometz. Which of their answers, no, there's a difference. Like Kasha. I hear your kasha, but my kasha. There's a difference. By Nefel, there's a roi, and if it gets hold of it, it leaks out, it'll finish it. There won't be anything left. The same came by Chometz, there's a roi. Yes, he's going to eat it. They'll leave over crumbs, they'll leave over something. And therefore, you'll still have a problem of Chometz. To which Robert says, no, I disagree with the whole question. You're right, there's a roi. And a very strong roiv. And it's a type of roiv that might help in Rishus HaYochid. But it's not going to help against the Vadai. It's not going to help against the Vadai. And here we're talking about Vadai, and therefore you can't rely against the Vadai. That's the Pshat and the Sugya here for the first half of the Omer.
What's an example of
Rishus HaYochid that would be Nachman? It talks about if a building collapses and you know there was somebody there and you don't know if he escaped, you don't know if he's alive still, so it's already two stages. And you have to be Nachman and Rishus HaYochid. It could be he left. Any kind of walks in will be tummy, unless you find out that the guy is alive. Let's find out the guy is alive. Otherwise, you have to take on his son. He's Tommy. So you got to check Faker. If it's a topic of Rogel, then he can be made. Okay? Is this part of the Sugya clear? So the next file is really something new.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Is the possibility that the Chulda who was seen running into this room with Chomet in his mouth, is there a possibility that maybe it continued on past this room into a different room, or never even stopped in that room to begin with, or maybe it did stop but continue? Is that all Minichlal in the suffix that maybe it ate it? Or are we not considering that scenario at all here?
Two things is that maybe that's it. It's not that I saw Chomet's hit was in here, I have to be concerned, but I know it might not still be here, you're right, it might have gone. I've gone elsewhere, I might have eaten it. But as much as I know that it's from it here, I really have to be actually concerned with such a thing. Yeah, so you're right. It could be that the animal would have gone on more. Would also be the same type of blunders. Yeah. Very good. Okay, so now the next half of the sugya is questioning Rava's chidush. His Rava told us really a radical chidush. A radical chiddush. Ein sof and moitzim deivale. It's funny, you know, if you meet somebody in the street and you ask him, what do you say about ein sof and moitzim deivale? He'll think it's other poshut. And vale is stronger than sofek. So what's Rava's chiddush? But you see in the Gemara not like that, because you see the Gemara question after question after question on Rava. Yeah, the Gemara over one question, next another question. The end of Rava, on the base, the Gemara question after question on Shittas Rava, which means Rava introduced to us something which was mechudish, a novelty, something which we didn't know before. So what's that? Like we just explained. Till now we always thought, if I have a strong likelihood, a very high probability, it can even counteract the Vada. Rava saying, no, you can't. Now we're going to see cases where the Chari we see that you do. You do rely on a roiv against the vav. So let's start. Says the Gemara, paying something with the vav. Well, you think it's true, but Tanya, we learned in a brighter chavis shemeis. A chavis, the Talmud Chacham, is magdin about shemeis the meisters, and he died. Ben Yach Megula, he left the goyim, the storehouse. Melech Peiro is full of fruits. Even if they are very fresh, they are, we can assume that he took Maisa. He's dead, you can't ask him, but you can assume he took Maisa from him. Why can you assume he took Maisa?
Because he's a harbor.
And he paid. These babies are tevel, and they're going to stay that way. Yeah, they were tevel, and they were going to stay that way. Unless some outside source comes to change it, Mitzafek no soin, Mitzafek no soin. And we have a Sopik if they're nice or not. Because he's Sopik and Mitzim Deivadai, and we say a Sopik and Mitzim Deivadai. Now of course, not talking about summer Sopik. Because if it was summer Sopik, nothing would stop. Now we're talking about a right, a very strong Sopik. Very high likelihood that this chover would have taken Shemot Maitre. You know a chover doesn't go to bed before dealing with the Shemot Maitre. So, a very high likelihood he did it. And yet, we're saying, it's only a high likelihood, it's not Vadai, it's a high likelihood. It's true, granted, it's a high likelihood, but that's about as far as it goes. It's a high likelihood, and we say that Sofik is mighty. We say it's something that makes him day vadai, well that's against Rava's chiddush. He also in our Gemara, we had a high likelihood that the Chulda ate up the chomet. And against that you had a vadai chomet, we had a high likelihood that the Chulda ate the chomet, and Rava said it's not enough. Why, by the chover, is it enough? To which the Gemara is going to answer two truths. Let's start with the first one today. So I answer the Gemara, how's on vadai vadai? That by the Trimus of Isis, it's not a Sophic, it's a Vada. The Vada in the Asu. It's not that it's a high likelihood, it's an absolute certainty that the Chavah took Chomet, took Trimus of Isis. Because of Chanina, Chizot, Tamar chenina chizok. Chazoka al chover she'ein moitzi mitachas yodoi dovo she'ein mesukim. There's a chazoka, but this word chazoka means it's an after assumption. Al chover she'ein moitzi mitachas yodoi, he will not allow anything to pass from under his hand. Dovo she'ein mesukim, something which is not being mesukim.
I still have the same thing, but he's not alive. So how can you say that Chazok is so old?
And before he died, he did it. The language says, if you find him holding his chest, lying on top of the produce, you're right. As much as the produce was in the room already, you can be sure he wouldn't have left that room before taking Shumat tonight.
Sure.
He wouldn't have done that. A Chazok did not allow something to leave his hand before it's in the circle.
You're not even sure he got into the room. I just find it so hard.
That's the first mahalach of the Gemara. Okay, there'll be another mahalach for you, but not for now. That's the first mahalach of the Gemara. So what's Rashi say? Let's see, Rashi. Megoya is goya. Is a store, a granary in English. The Nikorin here is recognizable, Shayyum is now for that today they had a Murach. Faith Gemara, since Rashi came from Hokom, they've given the Murachim, since they've had a Murach, Bahim Babayis, and they're in now in the house. So Magur Babayis, every Magur is in a house. Rather, it's really that doesn't he have tevel? That doesn't he tevel? The state is his tevel. So nigma melachdom. So nigma melachdom. Because they've had the gemar melacha. They've also seen the entrance of the house. The chal shein tevel aleihem. Chal shein tevel aleihem. And tevel. Right. Mishos Rabbani Abayis. From the moment it saw the happening Abayis. Sofik Issoi. And against that, you've got Sofik, but he took my Sofik Issoi Chover Zeh. Sofik Issoi, this Chover was Maaseh. Sofik Lo Issoi. Sofik if he didn't. Well, Sofik Zeh, Omoiti Peiris Alolo, Videi Vadai Tevel. And this Sofik, and maybe the Chover took Maaseh, is enough to counteract this Peres Alonu Midei Vadai Tevel. Why? Here you are, Mishum, to Roiv Chaveim. Roiv Chaveim Atamein. Since we can, there's a high likelihood that Chaveim took Maisem Yad. Before, Miyaz, immediately, Koydan, Shenichem, Mitach, Zod, before he left their hand. So, what do we do with this? It's a question against Rava. Answer the Gemara, it's not a Roiv, Hotem Vadai, Mevadai, Yeruki, Reif, Keith, and Epshita. Lom, to speed of Mikar, Hakanam Ipshita Lom Tastin. So it's like it's obvious to us. They were several originally, so it's obvious to us that they took Maisa, they Gimgum, and there's no doubt here, the Hiluch Acharei, and we're going to go according to the Rei, Bidava, that's not what we have here. And a Chazaka Madai, is a certain Chazaka Al Kol Chaverim, on all these type of people that are solid. Okay, so that's the first pairs of the Gemara. So when you have this cover you the dice and you find that the pairs, why can you rely on the territories? Because the Vada and the Vada. If Zeru would say, what would Zeru answer? No, Suffolk. Yeah, the Roy can be made to the Vada. But what would Robert tell us? No, Roy can't be made to the Vada. So we have to say that the Roy, it's a Vada countering out from Vada, which is Mechodesh, like Bernard saying, that it's a hard to swallow, maybe. That Chove is a Vada, you don't know, you weren't there, he's dead. How can you say it's a Vada? Yeah, Megmara says, Reb Shaya says you can. Mechinina Chizor says you can. But yeah, Mechodesh. The second test is, Rebbe Zema, the second test is, Sofik Vesofikul. And the man is a Sofik. Sofik Vesofikul. There's a double Sofik. You never know for sure that it was Vadei Tevel. What do you mean, you don't know it's Vadei Tevel? Of course you know it's Vadei Tevel. It was brought in the house. No, it's not Vadei Tevel. So maybe originally wasn't ever. The Chayyadu wasn't ever in the first place. Rabbi Shaya, like Rabbi Shaya says, "Dami Rabbi Shaya, Ma'arim Adam Atzva Osoi, Umachnis of a Mitzelo, Kedesh is Ebe Emso Yecheles, Obzor Menamais." A person, Ma'arim Adam, a person can trick, a legal loophole, it's called in English. A person can do it, have a legal loophole about its four, and he can bring it with the Mitzelo and its chaff. So its Mamaloch is not outside the house, rather inside the house. And why would he do that? He'll do that because so that his behemoth will be able to eat from it. And we put on like that. Halacha is, achilas arai, a person can eat before gemar melacha. And you can feed the animals also before gemar melacha. But achilas keva, you can't. Midrabanon, achilas keva, you can't eat. If a person cannot eat achilas keva from tvor, even before gemar melacha. Now once you've done Gemar Melacha of the Tvor, so you can't eat Arai, and you can't feed your animals either. So this person wants to gain something. He wants to feed his animals. So what's he going to do? He knows once he brings it in his Tvor inside his house, that's it. He can't feed his animals. So what's he going to do? How can he do it to make sure his animals will still be able to eat? So he's going to do something which is legally correct. He's going to bring in the tvor inside the chaff. That means you're going to do the gemar melacha in the house. Not outside the house, but in the house. Since the gemar melacha didn't happen outside the house, so he can still eat it arai. Still eat the arai. And he can still feed the animals. That's why he's going to do it. He's going to do it today. So those animals can he still eat. So says the gemar, that's the answer here. That's the answer. We had the question, how can you rely on a roiv? How can you rely on a roiv? The roiv, this thing was Vaday Tevel. Answer, it's not Vaday Tevel. It could have come into to the front door, not with a Gemar Melacha. It could have had the Gemar Melacha inside the house, not outside the house. It's not Vaday Tevel. So therefore, you can rely on this roiv to counteract something which is not a Vaday Tevel. That's the answer to the Gemar. Anybody else, you got it?
Yeah. This is something that in something.
Yeah.
Because this, the shit is only shit in him and so on. Only if he really intended it to be animal food.
Well, Yossi is asking, why does the Brisa say, Kadesh is a behem to echeles? This shit, right? It's only if Kadesh is a behem to echeles. It's also, he can eat the arai. Yeah? So why does it say Kadesh is a behem to echeles? So, the answer is, one answer is, why would the person want to do this? The person would want to do this because he'll be able to still feed his animals. Right? That's a real, real gain. A real gain is you can feed your animals with this produce like that. Not that has to be for that. He could have had other commodities. But the gain, why he would do it, is today's day ben tereshet. He's got tons and tons of yet. And it's a big financial, that's why a person might want to do it. But to see
if a person,
yeah.
If a person, if that's the case, that this person was trying to do this legal loophole, so then why did he do a Nimrah? Why was it Nimrah?
Nimrah is a Gemar Melacha, but you always do Nimrah.
No, there's no reason for a Gemar Melacha. There's no reason for him to do a Gemar Melacha because he's putter from meistering it at all. So why is he bringing it? On the one hand, he's bringing it in an Arai fashion to feed to the animals. He doesn't need to do anything with it. He's totally putter. And yet, at the same time, he brings it, puts it in a pile, it has the format of a fruit pile that has the Gemar Melacha.
The reason why you do a Gemar Melacha is not in order to be chai, also going to do Gemar Melacha. The reason why you do Gemar Melacha is that's the process that you do. You make a pile of wheat or grain, whatever you have. Even non-Jews do that. They do it because that's how the process you do it. The chiddush was that he brought it in the house before the Gemar Melacha. The Gemar Melacha he did at the end. He brought it in the house beforehand, and why would he do such a thing? Normally you do the Gemara Menachah before you come in the house. So why would he do something so strange? The answer is he does it because he wants to gain. They can feed his animals, so he can still feed his animals the grain. If he would do the Gemara Menachah beforehand, he wouldn't be able to feed his animal the grain. That means then he's going to do the Gemara Menachah after. But why is he doing Gemara Menachah? That's because that's the process of producing grain. You've got to make a heap. You've got to smooth it over. I don't know, otherwise it won't dry out properly. Whatever the reason is why they do that. That's called the Gemara Menachah. Most of the hard deal nowadays, what's the Gemara Menachah? If you go to pick apples, the Gemara Menachah is putting it in the boxes. Why do people put it in the boxes? Because they want to make it high and nicer? No. You put it in the boxes because that's the best way to store it, to sell it. That's what you're doing. That's the Gemara Menachah. But when are you doing the Gemara Menachah? If you're doing the Gemara Menachah inside the house, so the Minatoya is not Teva. Because Minatoya needs to have Teva and needs to have a Gemara Menachah outside the house. And therefore you can still feed your animals. Midrabanan you can't eat it. Because once it's had the Gemara Menachah, and even Midrabanan you can't eat both from Keva. But even if it hasn't had the Gemara Menachah, Midrabanan you can't eat both from Keva. But you can still feed the animals with it. So, well, we have to focus now on this. We have a couple of things we learned from Shir. There's Rashi and Tosfos here. You both aim the Sophic. We have to work on today, and if you've got time to go bite it, all the merrier. There's Rashi, Ibai Seim, Sophic, and Tosfos, Kadesh, Zeve, Melcheles. The first one, that means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth Tosfos on the page. That Rashi and Tosfos are both bothered about Akash. You're telling me it's a Sophic and a Sophic, and you can feed it Sophic and a Sophic, because it could be he brought it in, alright. It could be brought in a manner that hasn't had the Gemara Menachah yet. But, and therefore what? And therefore, when we have this Tzvor, which we see of a Talmud of a Chaver, we're allowed to eat it. And they're both bothered, what do you mean you're allowed to eat it? There's definite Issa D'Rabbanan to eat Tzvor before it's had Trumas Mais. Even if you're going to tell me it's not a Vali Tevel Menatoyah, there's definitely Tevel Medrabbanan, you're not allowed to eat both in Keva, Tzvor, even before Gemara Menachah. And it says over here, the chavish makes, you can take on them the sukkanim, means you yourself can eat it, not feed the animals. You yourself can eat this chametz, this teva. So how can you take on that this teva is vadai mesukkan? It was vadai teva beforehand. Midrabbanan definitely. So how can you eat it now, Gemara Menachah? That's the question which Rashi and Tosfos learn. And it's going to be again, and it's going to come out of Moedik and Afkamina in the sugya about how to understand the idea of grave countering out acts of Vada. In Sofa makes me the Vadai, Rashi is going to be magbilit, Rashi is going to limit it to only particular instances, and Tosfos maybe is going to be a chelik on that. That's our Vada which we have to learn today. Tosfos Rashi, by saying the Sofa, the Sofical, and Tosfos Kadesha, the Hebe Marcheles. And then if you have time, of course, to move on. Yes, and tomorrow we will have Sheh and we will continue the Chazar. Mir Tashem. I do hope the Chazar is helpful for you and good for you. It's definitely a good thing for us to go through. It's a hard sugya. It's probably one of the hardest ones we've had. And it's definitely a good and mechayev us to go over it together to make sure we have it clear. So I wish you all a wonderful day. You should have a lot of tzlocha. And so say this. Am I leaving it on or what?
Thank you.
Amen.
I'm going to leave on the Zoom for Yeshua and for Yossi and anyone.
Yaakov, or anybody else wants to join?
Soon. Some building work going on outside my place, so I may have to mute at various times because it gets a bit noisy.
Okay.
There are two choices, but the same that I must.
Right, it's the first one.
Yeah.
Mention that.
From because the Rashi first. The Ibrahim saying the suffix who?
No, just a second. I'm going to stop the recording. This is off the record.
Stop recording. Do we want it to record? Not particularly.
No, I'm gonna undo it.